Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to Set Free Finding Your Truth and today's podcast. I am so happy that you're here. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for liking this, sharing this, leaving a review. And hopefully this is a tool that you have in your toolbox to help you along the way in your journey. Today, I want to talk about why we don't make progress. And not only what I want to talk about is why we're not making progress, but what you can do about it, because that's the part that's pivotal, right? So a lot of times we get stuck in this rigmarole of whining, complaining, woe is me, victim mentality, this is what's not going right, and I've been a victim of this too, you guys. Like I've been doing that a little bit here in the last few months with, I'm like, oh, I guess this is just how perimenopause in your mid 40s is. I guess I'll just sit back and like put cruise control on because there's nothing I can do about it, when that indeed is not true. We always have control over our attitude and our actions, right? So I'm going to give you some tactical tips and what you can do about it if you're not making progress. Now, the disclaimer to this is, this is hard work. It is uncomfortable. It brings you to be vulnerable. But I can tell you on the other side of it, it is worth it. And you have to realize that you are worth it. Okay. So a lot of times why we're not making progress is we're measuring the wrong things. And when I say measuring the wrong things, we are only dictating our progress by a number on the scale or a pant size. And let me tell you, I did that for a long time in the beginning of my journey, because my journey was solely physical. I just wanted a six pack. I just wanted to look great. Now I just want to feel great and live a long time. Do you see the difference? Like, mindset matters so much. So if you're measuring the wrong things, what you focus on is what will grow, right? Recently I just really started focusing more on, how do I feel physically? How much energy do I have? How do I feel mentally? What's my energy level like? Like, do I feel like I'm at peace? I've been doing measurements instead of worrying so much about the number on the scale, because you can weigh the same and your body composition can be a million times different. Okay. So I want you to think about that. Are you measuring the wrong things? Number two, are you being honest with yourself? And this one's tough, because a lot of times we're not. We're angry, we're frustrated, we're pissed off at the world. We're playing this woe is me card, and everything around us is just negative, right? Like, oh my gosh, we can't find a positive thing. The sun is shining and it's too bright type of mentality. If we're not being honest and transparent about where we're at with something, I mean, like, yeah, this is where I'm at. I don't like it. It doesn't feel good. Let's be proactive and find some solutions to see where we can get out of this, one step at a time, one day at a time, one choice at a time, one meal at a time, one workout at a time, one prayer at a time, right? We have to be honest with ourselves. And I too had moments where I wasn't honest with myself, and I really had to get my shit straight and be like, hey, you really aren't doing this. You're saying you're doing it. You're writing that you're doing X, Y, Z, but you're really not. And there is a level of that, of course, only you can choose that level of honesty with yourself. But I hope and I pray that you find that level of honesty, because it will shed some light on some things. And it really does feel good to be honest and transparent with yourself, because, you know, God sees everything, right? And when we can bring those things to light, that's the only time that we can find a solution to them and move forward from them. Number three, why you're not making progress: imbalanced hormones. I don't know. I don't even want to open a can of worms with this one, because obviously I'm no expert. I only know my own journey. I'm not a doctor. I'm not anything. I got no letters behind my name. All I got is my own experience, my own journey. Figuring that out is tough. It's tough. I'm thankful for my functional medicine doctor to help me with that, though. Your hormones just might be messed up from stress, because everybody has stress. It might be because of midlife. It might be just because of other things. But get that checked out if you're not making progress and you're feeling like your emotions are all over the place. Could be a reason why. Number four, reason why you're not making progress: you're inconsistent. Now, inconsistent can be a lot of things, right? You let your emotions drive the bus. I don't feel like getting up to work out today. I don't feel like eating vegetables today. Or you let excuses win. Circumstances: oh, my best friend's in town, so we're just gonna eat crap all weekend. Or, oh, we're going for drinks after work, and, you know, I have to drink with my coworkers, things like that. You know, we have to stop letting how we feel in one moment dictate our future, because that's what it really is, right? Like, so it's, what do you want more? That moment or the big prize at the end, right? You have to start asking yourself better questions. And that will help you with consistency. Another reason why you may not be making progress is you're not giving yourself enough time. You know, we are a microwave society. We wanted something yesterday. We want to microwave that bad boy in 2 minutes and have the results. right? We're not giving ourselves enough time. I've learned through this whole midlife journey, like, we really kind of dug into this stuff starting last summer, and we're a year out, we're a year from that. And just now I'm starting to, okay, I think I've got a grasp on this. It's ever changing, ever learning, ever evolving, ever pivoting, just like life. But if I didn't give myself enough time, and I just said after a month, oh, this is no good, like, back to the drawing board, I'm going to jump ship and try something else, right? That doesn't work either. That leaves us frustrated, probably our pocketbooks empty AF, right? Because we're always going to the next best thing. We're not giving ourselves enough grace and enough time to let it do its work, right? Like, persistence and being consistent over time is what gets you the results. Another reason why we're not making progress, you're not eating enough. If we're restricting our body, you guys, your body goes into this like, oh, we've got to hold on. We've got to hold on to fat. We can't let it go because Sally Sue isn't eating enough. Don't think you can trick your body that way. You cannot. A lot of times we're not eating enough, which leads me to another thing why we're not making progress is we're not tracking. I'm kind of the tracking Nazi, and I'm kind of proud to wear that badge, because tracking is what helps me figure out things faster. It helps me connect the dots. It helps me to be solution-based, to problem solve, rather than just saying, oh, this doesn't work. That holds no water, right? Like, you have no proof in the pudding to say that. I have taken trackers for my kids, to their doctors, to their specialists, to my own doctor, my functional medicine doctor, to help with patterns. You guys, it does help. But if you're not tracking and looking for connections and patterns, it's gonna take you a hella long time to figure things out. Another reason, you're not challenging yourself with movement, right? If you have done the same run, the same workout, day in and day out, you never increase your weights, you never increase the intensity, you never try something new, your body gets used to that, just like anything else. And then you plateau and you hit the status quo. The older we get, the more our muscle mass decreases. We need to be doing things that, number one, we enjoy, but number two, increase our muscle mass. So if you're not challenging yourself in your workout, you're saying, well, I'm doing my workout. Sure, you're push and play, but you're half-assing it. I've been there. I've done that kind of recently and had to kick myself in the butt and have my wonderful accountability partner like say, hey, are you challenging yourself? Are you making yourself sweat? You will get out of this what you put into it, right? My trainer has said in Body Lava, you will get the results you are looking for if you put the work in. So I had to dig deeper and I had to try. And Dan, can I tell you that 20 minutes doesn't go by as fast as I want it to. It's hard, it's challenging. But I know when I am done pushing play on that workout, I have given it 110%. 20 minutes a day. Anybody can do that, right? But you've got to challenge yourself when it comes to intensity, type, all of that. Now, another reason why we cannot be making progress is we don't have accountability outside of ourselves, because we will bug out on ourselves a million times before we'd bug out on somebody else. Accountability is key, you guys, and I will keep talking about this till the cows come home, because if I don't have accountability outside of myself and I don't have those connections and relationships with other people that I know genuinely care and they're going to push me rather than be like, oh, you didn't do that today, that's okay. No, it's not okay, because you said you were going to and you were committed to this. Do you want to conquer that? You've got to stay committed. Let's go, right? Grab my hand, let's go, I will do it with you type of thing. You need someone that's actually someone or some buddies that are actually going to challenge you, ask you the hard questions. That's how you grow, right? Like, I keep going back to a quote that I heard a long time ago that says, a level of success in your life will be determined by the amount of hard conversations you are willing to have. How many hard conversations are you willing to have when it comes to your health and fitness journey if you aren't making progress? Something to think about. And the last one could be that your attitude just stinks. You got a stinky ass attitude, right? And what you focus on is what grows, right? So if you're focusing on what's not going right for you rather than what is, right? If you're focused on what's wrong versus what right, cup half empty versus half full, if you're not being grateful for the things that you do have and the things you've learned along the way, you're doing it wrong. Your attitude stinking might be what's halting your progress. What you think and believe about yourself matters so, so much, you guys. So there you have it. 10 reasons why you might not be making progress and what to do about it. Now, I would love to hear, what are you gonna do about it? What's the action that you're gonna take today? Because action is the truth that's gonna set you free. Until next time, thanks for hopping on today, you guys. I hope you have a good day.